интересни истина, това е втората песен от новия албум на великолепните La Cura Coil. Една песен, която може би сте имали удоволствието да слушате през цялата тази седмица по радио Тангра Мега Рок. Казва се I Won't Tell You. Няма да ти кажа. И ето, че сега имаме директна телефонна линия с самата изкусителна, съблазнителна вокалистка на групата. Това е Кристина Скабия. Hey, Кристина, hello, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing awesome, how are you?
Well, it's good to have you once again with us.
Thank you.
Last time that you talked on this particular radio here in Bulgaria was somewhere in October, and we were talking about the DVD. And
yeah.
When I asked you about this album of yours that was supposed to come now, you said, I won't tell you anything, just the thing that I can tell you is that it is a very good album. How do you feel? Is it a good album for your standards?
Yeah, well, of course, you know, I contributed to make it, so it would be weird if I would tell you, no, I don't like it. Of course, I absolutely love the album. I think it's representing 100% what La Cura Coil is in 2009. Mm-hmm. I'm absolutely happy about the songwriting and the production, so I really couldn't be happier about the results.
Последния път, който си говорихме с нея, беше през есента на миналата година. Тогава поводът конкретният беше DVD-то на La Cura Coil, но нямаше как да не я попитаме тогава какво ще ни каже за този албум, който всъщност в момента е повода да си говорим сега, няколко месеца по-късно. Shallow Life. Защото тя тогава беше в Лос-Анджелис. Тогава Кристина ни каза, не мога да ви издам нищо, освен това, че съм много щастлива от албума. Попитах я сега щастлива ли си. Тя каза, естествено, при положение, че 100% съм щастлива от този албум, при положение, че участвам в него, и щеше да е идиотски да ви кажа, че не ми харесва. При положение, че аз наистина съм щастлив от гледна точка на развитието, на композирането на песните, също така и на това как звучи продукцията и така нататък. You're in the United States again, right?
Yes.
Where exactly?
Today we are in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm. Тя в момента е в Massachusetts. So how has the tour been so far?
The tour has been going great. I mean, we've been around for a little bit more than a month now, and the turnout is great. I mean, all the venues are absolutely packed, and the whole vibe of the festival is great because we already knew the bands, you know, that are part of this festival, at least the bands that are on the main stage. So we knew Disturbed, we knew Chimera, we already knew Killswitch Engage. So it's good to be on tour with friends. So at least, you know, you can hang out during the day, you can have a killer show in the evening and have fun, you know, beside the success of a tour.
Как върви турнето до този момент? Тя каза великолепно, защото ние познаваме групите, с които свирим на голямата сцена. През годините сме свирили с тях и те вече са ни приятели. Става дума за групи като Disturbed, Chimera, Killswitch Engage. Вечерта се забавляваме директно на сцената, но иначе и преди това си изкарваме великолепно. It was Easter last weekend. How was it?
It was awesome. I had to spend it with my boyfriend because it was a day off for us as well. So I had a great time. I hate as a pig as usual.
Okay.
I just enjoyed my Easter, even if I was far from home and, you know, my parents and some friends I left home. It's been a good time for me.
Кристина каза на въпроса, миналата седмица беше Великден за вас. Как изкарахте? Ти каза, ми взех си почивен ден, нямахме, т.е. не аз изех, ние си взехме почивен ден и въпреки, че бях с моя приятел, моето гадже, ми липсваха моите приятели, моето семейство, които бяха в къщи. Великден винаги е специален празник за нас и така нататък. Talking about, you just mentioned back home. We know that Italy is now being very much shaken by this bloody earthquake that took a hell of a lot of victims. And even Madonna, who is from Italian descendants, said that she would probably do some charity thing for her homeland or land of origin. So what was your feeling inside your heart?
Of course, it's awful, especially, you know, when you're far from home and you don't really know what's going on and you just hear it from the news. You know, it's devastating because we didn't lose any friends, because I don't know anybody from that area, because it's really far from Milano. But of course, you know, you can't help to be absolutely torn and sad about what happened. You know, almost 300 victims, you know, died in this earthquake, and a lot of them got injured. So I really think, I mean, we're going to do something anyway as well, you know, as a band. Of course, we don't have the same budget as Madonna has, but we're definitely going to do something for charity, you know, to raise some funds to help
the people affected by the earthquake. And the other thing is that you are authentic Italians, and you're a bunch of, I mean, a whole band of Italians.
Oh, yes.
Just Madonna.
We're all Italians.
Okay.
No, it's just a pity. I mean, it's awful, you know, what happened. It's terrible.
Yeah. Okay. Let me do this part in Bulgarian. Our top radio DJ is here as well, Naso. Hey, Naso, hello.
Hello.
Would you translate this, or should I do it?
Yeah, all right, then I'll say it. Yeah. Тя каза, че всъщност е ужасно, въпреки че тя не живее.
Тъй като въпросът беше преди голямото земетресение, да. Дори Мадона каза, че ще направи някои благотворителни неща.
Да, тя каза, че е ужасно, макар че тук да беше там около Милано, нали?
Да.
Тя каза, въпреки че аз не съм точно от този край на Италия, естествено ужасно и така нататък, към 300 души са загинали. И тя каза, въпреки че ние нямаме бюджета, който има Мадона, естествено, че ще се опитаме да направим нещо такова, още повече, че цялата група са италианци.
100% италианци. Well, talking about this brand new album of yours, actually. What is very, if you ask me, what is the difference between this one and the previous ones, I would say that this time your producer, Don Gilmore, is like making from time to time like a more polished production, not that rough as you used to do songs in your previous periods.
I can agree with that. I mean, Don is more of a rock producer, and he's been able to keep everything, you know, simple but more in your face, more direct. He definitely taught us the importance of being really clear in what you're performing and what you're saying, especially with your lyrics. You know, he told us that they have to be understandable, because people have to understand what you're talking about. You know, they don't really have to imagine. If you want to send a message, you have to be absolutely clear. And I definitely do agree in what you're saying. I mean, I'm really happy about the production, because now there is no space for bullshit or something that you don't really need to squeeze in a song, just because you have to prove something, you know, or that you can be awesome in doing like a riff over and over, for example, you know. You just have to keep it simple but intense.
Okay. Насед би ли превел?
Да, за продукцията, тъй като този албум T.A.T. каза, че според теб е доста по-излъскан звука, отколкото, а не чак толкова суров, колкото старите имало ви, заради тяхния продуцент Дон. Тя каза, да.
Дон Гилмор, който е правил неща за много известни музиканти, включително и Линкин Парк, както вероятно си спомняш, или както можете да прочетете в секция група на седмицата.
И тя се съгласи, каза, да, съгласен съм. Той ни научи много, то много добър в това да прави много директен звук, който директно ти те удря право в лицето, както се казва. Той ни научи особено също така с текстовете как да казваме нещата директно, защото не е необходимо хората да използват постоянно въображението и да се опитват да разгадаят скритите послания в музиката. Много по-добре е да им ги казваш директно от тези неща, и изобщо няма нужда даже да дозаписваме неща. Продукцията е много ясна, чиста, и няма нужда, например, да записваш 100 писти китари, като може да бъде направено много по-опростено, по-директно и точно.
I'm very curious, actually, Christina.
Yeah.
Which of the songs of the new in the new album is probably close to be your favorite one? Because I know that in every musician's life, their new songs and albums and everything, songs in their new albums, tend to change with the time. But now, today, something like a week after Easter. Which song of the new album is your favorite one?
Well, to be honest, I mean, I don't have a favorite, because every song is completely different from each other. I mean, it would be easier if there was, let's say, like a single where all the band was focused on, and all the other songs were kind of don't fit the album, but each song has a specific story, has a specific style. So it's hard to tell, because, you know, you can relate yourself with a different song every day. I mean, I love songs like Not Enough, just because it's really energetic, and I love
the one that we're listening to now.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, but I also love songs like The Pain, because it's really cinematographic and really, really dark.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for different reasons, I love every song of the album. It's really pretty hard to pick up one.
And 12 of them on this new one.
Yes.
Not I have
12 favorites.
Yeah? Yeah, okay. Една дозина любими песни, защото аз попитах, знаем, че всеки музикант обикновено казва, абе не знам коя ми е любимата нова песен в новия ни албум, или всички ни са любими, или пък любимото парче се сменя през времето. Тя какво каза? Говори с нейния глас.
Ако мога, нали? Ако можех и да изглеждам като нея.
Ще ти надуя циците с удар в гърба.
Да, каза, че... всъщност, ако има, трудно е да кажа, защото всички те харесват. Ако имаше определен сингъл, каза тя, към в който да се фокусира цялата група и другите да са просто песни от албума, може би ще да има, но всичките песни ми харесват. Например, тази, която слушаме сега, тя ми харесва, защото е много енергична. Каза за коя песен беше друга.
Not Enough е тази, а следващата се казва The Pain. Тя е седмата в албума.
За тази песен каза, тя е много кинематографична и за това ми харесва, много е тъмна и кинематографична. Общо взето всичките песни. Мога с всяка една песен, всеки различен ден да е близка до мен.
Two more questions to go.
Yeah.
I'm gonna play right now this one. I like it. I mean, the thing about you guys hailing up from Italy is that for so many years and even decades... Italy has always been, especially for us Bulgarians, but I'm sure that it has been the same for the rest parts of Europe, not necessarily for the rest part of the world, that Italy has been, in terms of music, always Celentano or Adriano Celentano or what was the name of this famous duet?
What was it? Не Тото Кутуньо.
No. Okay, it was Celentano. Oh, Bano and Romina Power, yeah.
Okay.
And
then it was in the very beginning of the 90s, it was this guy, Giovanotti with Penso Positivo. That made it to sound a bit different. But, I mean, talking about female voices coming from Italy, I now remember, I don't know why, well, listening to this particular song, I like it, for a very good Italian band, fronted by a girl, or a lady, because I was a kid back then, called Mattia Bazar.
Ah, really?
Yeah? You sound
I
like...
I don't know.
In this
I don't know, because, I mean, they're not part of the inspiration, but definitely, I mean, I'm not really a big fan of Italian music, just because I think that most of the time, I mean... things are way too traditional, so I like better, you know, modern stuff. But definitely Mattia Bazar was one of the most modern bands we had, and the singer had a great voice, so I definitely take it as a compliment, even if it wasn't meant to sound like them at all.
No, I mean it was, because I was 6 years old, and even back then she was probably 30-something, too old for me back then. And she was, I was still finding her very attractive. But the sound of her voice was very amazing. And I'm not telling that you sound like her, because I've been much more
into
Lacuna Coil stuff. But this particular song, I don't know why, with the melodic line of your voice, reminds me of Mattia Bazar in a way.
Well, that's a good thing, you know, about music, you know, that can remind you something else, and you know, and some other people would say like, what, doesn't remind me that at all.
Okay.
The good thing about music, you know, to give sensations so everyone can have, you know, his own opinion and his own taste.
It's good to have a very good friend of mine here to translate, because otherwise it's like I took both languages, I translate and I sound like a fucking wanker. Okay, Naso, you wank now.
Okay, here we go. тия поводи и каза, че ти напомня не на Румина Пауър, не на Тото Кутино, не на Адриано Челентано, с който свързваме италианската музика.
По принцип.
Да, нейния глас ти напомня на старата италианска.
Това парче.
Това парче, да. На Матия.
I like it. Петото парче. Матия Базар, да. Между другото, бяха май на един златен Орфей.
Ето на. И тя доста се засмя. Естествено каза, ами това е дълго страво, това действително мога да кажа, че определено не е било вдъхновение за Лакура Койл и за мен, но пък от друга страна това е една от най-добрите групи, които сме имали и имахме на времето, така че въпреки, че тя каза, че не слуша италианска музика, особено такива групи, но каза,
е
все пак е комплимент. Да, все пак е комплимент.
Защото и... те бяха модерни тогава, мацката да. Беше готина. Yeah, okay, so Christina, have a good tour.
Thank you very much.
Hey, one thing. Tell us, what do you think of Amorphis?
I love Amorphis. I used to love, you know, their old stuff, and they're definitely, you know, in a way, they're a little part of our inspiration because, you know, their works were played a lot in the practice room, you know, when we started. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Попитах я какво ще каже за Amorphis. Тя каза, че много ги харесва, особено старите им неща са неща, които са си пускали в
репетиционната.
Final request. Please tell us with your most seductive voice. Talk dirty to us.
Oh my god.
but in Italian, this is mandatory.
Oh my god, it's hard to translate because we don't actually literally translate talk dirty. We'd say like something like...
Okay, make it romantic, not dirty.
Okay, in Italian then?
Oh
okay.
Yes, please.
But I still have to say talk dirty to me in Italian with a sweet voice?
I mean, it's up to you, but I mean, it's like we're trying to find out the real Christina Scabbia, because it's been
God.
So many stories about you, like the most shaggable person in metal and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah.
So be romantic. be romantic.
I am romantic.
I know.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the real Christina, not really the mm-hmm. dirty dogging girl.
Tell us something special in Italian, then.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Dio mio.
Mamma mia. Non so cosa dire.
Oh, mamma mia.
Grazie mille. Oh, mamma mia.
Oh, mamma mia. It sounds absolutely like the pizzeria next to our studio. So try something different.
Oh, mamma mia, la pizza era buonissima. Come vorrei averne un'altra fetta.
Grazie mille.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Това беше Кристина Скабия. Какво каза тя накрая?
Мене ли питаш?
Ами не е смисъл.
Насича и Васича са много готини.
Да, ще ви смучкам.
Да, смучкам.
Помниш ли, последното интервю с италянец, с което правихме, беше с Дзукеро.
Дзукеро,
беше през
не,
1999, не, по-късно беше 2001 с 8 часа Васо и Насо.
Да,
ето
да.
Той каза, Васо и Насо са пичове.
Да.
Ето я, благодаря ти, че беше наш гост.